What would you do if you were a Bangladeshi waiter in New York and suddenly found yourself serving the boogeyman of your national nightmare, Henry Kissinger?
The dessert knife still on the table flashed before my eyes. Kissinger's neck was soft and crumply enough that I could have pierced it with a blunt instrument.
That's K. Anis Ahmed, reading from his short story, Good Night, Mr. Kissinger. And this is Sandeep Roy in Dhaka. It's been over 40 years since Bangladesh became independent. But as Anis makes clear, it still loves to hate Henry Kissinger. In 1971, he was the American National Security Advisor. And as Pakistani troops tried to brutally crush the independence movement in what became Bangladesh, Henry Kissinger sided with Pakistan. And Bangladeshis remember that.
Bangladeshis have always thought of Kissinger as this great enemy of our liberation war. And more than the president at the time, which I believe was Nixon, it is Henry Kissinger that people see as responsible for not doing enough, A, to prevent the genocide, and also in certain ways providing tacit support to it.
1 to 3 million people died in Bangladesh's war of liberation. Hundreds of thousands were rendered homeless. Kolkata was filled with refugees from across the border who set up homes inside drainage pipes. Since then, the Cold War has ended, America has moved on. Henry Kissinger is a gravelly-voiced elder statesman giving lectures at prestigious foundations. For the rest of the world, 1971 is history. But in Bangladesh, 1971 is unfinished business.
They do look for a certain kind of justice or closure. And I think a lot of Bangladeshis have wondered, like, isn't there a court where we could have gone and filed a case against Kissinger?
But the real reason Henry Kissinger looms so large is because in 40 years, Bangladesh, partly because of its own political ups and downs and military coups, has not been able to bring anyone to justice for the war crimes of 1971. Not Kissinger, not Pakistani generals, not even its own local collaborators. Now, it's finally set up a war crimes tribunal that is trying some of the most notorious collaborators accused of capital crimes.
Some of them have directly themselves shot people to death. In other cases, organizing groups that led the mass killing expeditions, also rape and loot and arson and so on and so forth, but primarily capital crime.
That stirred up a lot of heat and dust. Supporters say there is hope for some sort of closure and setting the record straight. Its opponents say the government is settling political scores. Groups like Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have expressed concern about process and the rules of evidence. Anis says you can quibble about process, but this is no kangaroo court, and the West can keep its finger wagging to itself.
So in this context, I think Bangladeshis are not too interested in any criticism from America or American-based organizations, because America was not only not by our side when we were going through this horrific history, America effectively gave support to the ones who were doing the killing. And even afterwards, America and much of the Western world was slow to come to our side.
And the lack of any apology has made Henry Kissinger burn bigger and brighter in Bangladeshi fantasy.
My parents were once coming off a flight, I think from London to New York, and I think they were in first class, and when they disembarked, my father looked to his side and realized the man standing next to him was Henry Kissinger. My father did not say anything to Henry Kissinger and did not punch him or anything like that. But I have wondered that if I had ever run into him, is there anything I would say? And realistically, no, I probably wouldn't. I would just let the moment pass.
Henry Kissinger is not on trial in Bangladesh. But the verdicts, if they are fair, might allow Bangladeshis like Anis to look ahead and finally let go of their old boogeyman and let him disappear into the dark night of memory. This is Sandeep Roy for KALW in Dhaka.